Hi, I'm Matt Starr, and you're listening to NITV Radio, and welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Monday, the 30th of August. Devastating news out of the Western New South Wales Local Health District this morning, as it's recorded its first COVID-related death, a 50-year-old Aboriginal man at Dubbo Base Hospital. The Health District CEO Scott McLaughlin confirmed the death this morning, offering his condolences to the community and also confirming that the man had not been vaccinated. McLaughlin also highlighted the district's disparity in vaccination rates between the Indigenous population compared to overall rates in the district. 26% of the district's overall population is fully vaccinated, compared to just 6% of the Indigenous population. This comes after both the state and the Western Local Health District reported record high case numbers overnight, with the state seeing 1,290 cases of community transmission and the Western New South Wales Local Health District recording 51 new cases. 33 in Dubbo, 5 in Bathurst, 4 in Bourke, 2 in Orange, 2 in Forbes, 2 in Parkes, 1 in Blaney, 1 in Brewarrina, and 1 in Narromine. This brings the district's total to 561 active cases, 434 of which are in Dubbo, and 65% are Indigenous people. It's important to get tested and to get vaccinated, so links to resources from the Western New South Wales Local Health District will be available on our website, so please check those out if you're a resident of the district or know someone who is. The Far West Local Health District has recorded 9 new cases overnight, 7 in Wilcannia and 2 in Broken Hill. This follows a lot of concern in the area around the staggeringly high number of cases among Wilcannia's predominantly Aboriginal population, with over 10% of the town's approximately 600 residents currently sick with COVID. As with the Western Local Health District, links to the latest testing and vaccination resources will be available on the NITV Radio website as well. In Victoria, there have been 73 new cases recorded overnight, bringing the total active cases to 805. 9 of the 73 new cases are linked to the ongoing outbreak in Shepparton. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr, and for more information and the latest COVID updates, go to our NITV Radio website.